to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Hey, guess what? If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. So stay with us on that. Facebook, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Don't forget, you can also do dot, dot, dot. So what that means is you go to the Facebook page and you put dot, dot, dot. What does that mean? Nothing. But then you'll be saying something even though you're saying nothing. So you can say something about nothing without saying nothing, and then you're saying something and you'll feel like you're contributing. Or you just need therapy. Also, follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. That's my handle. Thank you very much. Quick look of the weather. I think the weather's Let's look at the traffic. Okay, so weather, Traffic, that's all you're getting from me today. All right, so here we are today. As usual, we're having fun. Why? That's what we love to do. Our favorite thing to do is just to have a good time. And one of the things that we do when we have a good time is we have the opportunity to interview people who are involved in San Diego events. And today is no different, as I have Anthony Long with me, and he is the events manager. Correct me if I'm wrong. The events manager, coordinator, social guy, Mr. Contact Dude. Is that all correct so far?
I'm all those things, but officially the catering and event coordinator.
Okay, and that's for Cali Comfort. And Cali Comfort is, now ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to tell you this right now. I want you to take a deep breath.
Barbecue!
Oh my goodness.
Yummy.
Okay, so what do we know about barbecue and Dave? They're very good friends. That's what we know. Cali Comfort Restaurant, by the way, is at 8910 Troy Street in Spring Valley, California.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Crashed your car? Fix Auto can help. With locations throughout Greater San Diego, call 1-800-INFO-FIX. That's 1-800-INFO-FIX. Need a body shop? Fix Auto.
Tired of low CD rates on the roller coaster ride of the stock market? Tired of losing when the market falls? You don't have to lose when the market falls. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. I've been telling you this for years, and many of you aren't listening. You'd like stock market growth, but you can never go backwards due to stock market decline. Recently, one of my clients earned over 13%, and he can never lose that, no matter how far the market should fall. Never lose any gains ever again. Roll over those 401ks, IRA, or any money you just don't want to lose. 1-800-553-6247. We all want safety. Indexed investing with insurance companies is where you're going to find it. And now this investment gets even better. The biggest complaint I would hear is, my money is tied up for a long time. Well, no more. You can have all your original investment back anytime without any company surrender charges. Anytime. No questions asked. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Certain restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. Member of the Better Business Bureau. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247. 800-553-6247.
Back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Hey, guess what? If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. So stay with us on that. Facebook, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Don't forget, you can also do dot, dot, dot. So what that means is you go to the Facebook page and you put dot, dot, dot. What does that mean? Nothing. But then you'll be saying something even though you're saying nothing. So you can say something about nothing without saying nothing, and then you're saying something and you'll feel like you're contributing. Or you just need therapy. Also, follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. That's my handle. Thank you very much. Quick look of the weather. I think the weather's Let's look at the traffic. Okay, so weather, Traffic, that's all you're getting from me today. All right, so here we are today. As usual, we're having fun. Why? That's, I think, That's what we love to do. Our favorite thing to do is just to have a good time. And one of the things that we do when we have a good time is we have the opportunity to interview people who are involved in San Diego events. And today is no different, as I have Anthony Long with me, and he is the events manager. Correct me if I'm wrong. The events manager, coordinator, social guy, Mr. Contact Dude. Is that all correct so far?
I'm all those things, but officially the catering and event coordinator.
Okay, and that's for Cali Comfort. And Cali Comfort is, now ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to tell you this right now. Just want you to take a deep breath. Barbecue! Oh my goodness.
Yummy.
Okay, so what do we know about barbecue and Dave? They're very good friends. That's what we know. Cali Comfort Restaurant, by the way, is at 8910 Troy Street in Spring Valley, California. The website is Cali Comfort SD. Now, if you're not positive what the SD is for, it's probably not scrumptious-delicious. It's probably for San Diego. That's what we're going to say. So Cali, C-A-L-I, Comfort, SD.com. Also, their phone number there, 619-337-0670. That's 619-337-0670. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be here.
All right, so talk to me. First of all, barbecue. Like my fave. Okay, so this is a good thing. Talk to me about Cali Comfort. What do you when people get to the restaurant, what is the experience at Cali Comfort?
Well, anyone that has ever come into contact with me, I like to say that Cali Comfort, when you come and experience us, it will be a life-changing experience. It will be something that you will never, ever forget again.
Wow, I like that. See, because the David Spoon experience, and now you're telling people it's going to be a life-changing experience. Got some good connections going on there. Okay, so I'm looking at the menu, and I'll just read this to you, and on the air, people... Don't get jealous, okay? It's not a good attribute to have, and it's a sin anyway, but just listen to this. They got Tommy's tri-tip sandwich, Chris Ello's pulled pork sandwich, smoked brisket sandwich, tri-tip cheesesteak. I feel like I gained weight just reading that. It's like unbelievable. Barbecue pork ribs, brisket plate, tri-tip plate. Oh, come on, people! So talk to me about how you got connected to Cali Comfort. How did you make the merge?
Well, I am a native San Diego, born and raised in Spring Valley. And Sean Walchef, the owner now, he was mutual friends with a good friend of mine. And they started having in 2009 the Spring Valley annual festival tailgate barbecue contest. And because everybody knows that I like to talk, she told him about me and we met. And then I started emceeing that event.
Wow.
And then also I performed the marriage of Sean to his beautiful wife, Rosita. And then after that, the spiritual bond started, and then business bond began.
Wow, how powerful is that? What's cool is everybody knows this is a Christian variety show. So we do sometimes we do deep teaching, sometimes we do real light theology, sometimes we do goofy stuff, sometimes we tell jokes, we get into politics, we talk about food, we talk about movies, yeah. We talk about the Red Wings because I'm from Detroit. So we talk about the Red Wings, talk about all that stuff. But it's cool because you're in ministry and yet here you are, didn't even know that we got this connection with the show, and you're promoting the food, but you're a servant of the Lord trying to advance the kingdom of God.
Yes, sir. And that's always first and foremost in my life.
You got to love this guy already, no matter what. All right. So what is the deal that you guys at Cali Comfort are offering through the San Diego Restaurant Week?
Right. Okay. We have lunch special menu from 11 to 3. And on that menu, we're giving you our pulled pork sandwich with the wedding beans and then the peach cobbler. Basically, it is a entree, a side dish, and then a choice of peach cobbler. Or actually, we also have a banana pudding for dessert. And it's the Tommy's Tri-Tip. It's the Chris Ello pork sandwich that we're really featuring for Restaurant Week.
Wow. Okay. So, and then Restaurant Week, and I want to make sure everybody's kind of connected and knows what's going on there. We've talked about it throughout the week, but it's important to remind people. So basically the 15th to the 20th, different restaurants are saying, hey, here's an opportunity for you to sample our food. One of the reasons that the restaurants do this in San Diego is to pull people out who don't know and don't normally have the experience. I mean, it's really to give people a shot at different types of restaurants that they wouldn't normally go. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That is very correct. And it is a very select choice of restaurants that are able to get in there. We did a couple of events at Del Mar, and we did events in La Mesa for their Chambers of Commerce, and people just pretty much fell in love with our barbecue and also our Wicked Peach Cobbler. And our name just started getting out there, and we started getting known, and people just continuously ask us to come to these different events now, which is truly a blessing.
That's cool. That's cool. And then it's not just, I mean, the Restaurant Week, I think, is to increase the awareness and to get people talking about it, get their mind into it. But the point is, you're trying to reach out to the community. You want people to come by. You want people to check it out. Not everybody likes every type of food, but you guys, right. You all represent. I mean, there must be, 50, 60 different countries represented in these foods. It's amazing.
Yes, sir. And I'm here to promote Barbie Barbecue, but I have to let everybody know that we do have a wonderful breakfast also.
So you guys do breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Yes, sir.
What days are you guys open?
We're open every day, Monday through Thursday. Our hours are 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. We serve breakfast from 11 to 3. On Saturdays, on Fridays, we're open from 11 a.m. until 12 p.m. We also serve,
12 a.m. Yeah. Otherwise, that'd be a short shift. Yeah,
that's a long day for me. Fridays are always long. We're open from 11 a.m. to midnight. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, we open at 7 a.m. And we stay open Saturdays till midnight and then Sundays till 11.
Wow. That's a big schedule. That's a lot of stuff. All right, so you guys, but barbecue, but you serve breakfast, and you don't want people to miss that.
And it's slow smoked barbecue.
Now, what to tell a person like me who's just, I am, it's the truth be told, I am in this case, in football, I am a receiver. which means I don't know, but give me the ball, kind of thing.
In barbecuing, most people will grill their meat, or even when they smoke their meat, they smoke it on a barbecue grill. We have a beautiful O'Hickory smoker, which sits right out on our patio.
Wow.
And all of our meats are slow cooked. Our pulled pork is slow cooked for 14 hours. Our ribs are slow cooked for 4 hours. Our tri-tip is 4 hours, and our brisket is 12 hours. So we take time in cooking them and preparing them to make sure that your eating experience each time is the same and each time is just as delicious.
That's excellent. Good job on that. All right, so let's talk a little bit, make again a quick connection on the Restaurant Week. Have you done the Restaurant Week before? Have you done it a couple times?
No, sir. This is actually our first time participating.
And are you guys going to keep on participating? I mean, I think it's a pretty good event, good exposure. And this is the first time we get to meet. So when they run around it again, I want you to come back. I want you to come back. We'll do it again. And that way you just get the experience and people are like, oh, Dave eats in that place. Oh, I know this guy that eats in that place. Oh, Noah. I mean, Noah, we call our producer, robo-producer.
And actually, it's going to be continuing for another week.
Oh, so you're going to go on past the 20th. You're going to 27th?
Yes, sir. They just sent out and announced that. It's going to go on for another week.
All right, so you're going to do another
week. You're not missing out.
Yeah, I was going to say, you only got a certain amount of time. Wrong. You got an entire week to go there and take advantage of the lunch. Now, how much is the lunch? Is it the $10 lunch?
Yes, sir.
So you're doing a $10 lunch. You're giving a sandwich. You're giving a dessert and a side.
Yes, sir. And we also
deal.
We have our salads also available, too.
Wow, that's a smoking deal. That's a good deal. I like that. That's
yes,
good
sir.
Stuff. All right, so what do you want to, I want to give you like a 30-second. This is what I want to say to your audience. There's several thousand people listening. What do you want to say to the audience? What would you say in regards to Cali Comfort?
I would just like to tell everybody, if you're looking for a place to go that is a family atmosphere and is somewhere where you know that you will be treated with kindness and respect, just come on down to Cali Comfort. We have, I believe, and I'm not trying to be biased, the best barbecue in town. We also are a community-based restaurant. We will be having our fourth annual Spring Valley Tailgate Amateur Barbecue Contest, which all you barbecuers out there, you can go to the website and you can get all the information for that. And that, it gives back, all the money that we make to that gives back to the East County Youth Sports. So we're just a restaurant that is about community, that is about family, that is about fun, and that is about good barbecue.
Awesome. Great job, dude. Great job. This is Anthony Long, and he's representing Cali Comfort Restaurant. He's now the spokesperson. I'm just going to, I know you're doing like catering. reaching this, that, whatever. You're the spokes guy. Forget it. That's easier. A couple things to remember in reaching them. One, the address, 8910 Troy Street in Spring Valley. Troy Street, Spring Valley, California. The website, Cali Comfort, C-A-L-I, Cali Comfort, S-D. .com. SD probably standing for San Diego, or because I just don't think it's going to be the super califragilistic kind of thing. CaliComfortSD.com. Phone number 619-337-0670. That's 619-337-0670. You can come by there for a special lunch all the way up to the 27th, a $10 lunch, but you don't have to limit yourself to that. Anytime you want to go there, you want to get good barbecue, and if you just want to have a spiritual conversation, you just grab Anthony by the shirt and say, come down, sit, talk to us, and you probably get an opportunity to have some good fellowship, right?
Yes, sir. If I'm there, they'll heal me.
All right, you got it. All right, great job, Anthony. Excellent work.
Thanks for having us.
No, no problem. It's my privilege. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're doing goofy stuff, and the reason is because we're goofy and you are too. That's why you're listening. We'll be right back.
And I just can't believe it. They forgot the onion.
Hi, this is Sean Doan, seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth. With me is top real estate broker and short sale specialist, Vince Scuncio. So, Vince, what is a short sale?
A short sale is when a homeowner sells their home for less than what is owed to the bank.
Are there benefits to a short sale?
The main benefit is avoiding foreclosure and eliminating your debt obligations or reducing the long-term damage to their credit.
How about disadvantages?
Deciding upon a short sale is one of the most complex legal decisions a person may ever make. And as you know, Sean, most people rely on unqualified real estate agents to get their legal advice.
You know, you're right, Vince. I see it all the time. People coming in with major legal issues that could have been avoided had they spoken to us first. And that's why right now we are going to offer all KPRZ listeners a free attorney consultation. If you're considering a short sale, you owe it to yourself to call Doan now. If you have a loan, call Doan, 760-746-4476. Again, 760-746-4476, or visit us at doanlaw.com.
Most of us in San Diego have a safe, dry place to sleep every night. Yet while we're at home in our beds, nearly 10,000 homeless men, women, and children in America's finest city seek comfort on the streets. Now celebrating its seventh year, San Diego Rescue Mission Sleepless in San Diego Benefit has become a key part of our city's response to help the homeless. Join us on Saturday, September 21st at Liberty Station in Point Loma. Stay late or sleep out to help the homeless. The minimum fundraising goal of $30 per person will provide 18 nutritious dinners to homeless San Diegans at San Diego Rescue Mission. Enjoy hosted dialogues on key topics, music by Dr. Seahorse, and hands-on activities like care package assembly to help those in need. Register now at SleeplessSanDiego.org. That's SleeplessSanDiego.org. Sleepless San Diego is brought to you by San Diego Rescue Mission, changing lives since 1955. Sleepless is made possible in part by SDG&E, a Sempra Energy utility, Procopio, Corey, Hargreaves & Savage, Bank of America, and the Sequan Band of the Kumeyaay Nation.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You know, you can always reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Stay with us. Facebook, go there and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And also follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. That's it. That's my handle. Every once in a while, I get to do some interviews that are kind of like off the charts. And when that happens, I get excited, because it's for me, it's like a lot of fun. It's like a playground. And with me on the phone right now is Ann Graham Lotz, who is a well-known, well-respected, top-tier, top five maybe, one of the evangelists in America in the last so many years. And I just want to say welcome to the show, Ann. It's great to have you.
David, thank you so much. I'm just so glad to be with you.
All right, so we've got a couple things that we want to talk about real quickly. I know you've got a significant event coming up on September 22nd, and it's going to be taking place at Maranatha Chapel, and that's going to be over at 10752 Coastwood Road. And I'm excited for that, and you're going to be getting together with Pastor Bentley, and you guys are going to be having a service where you're going to actually have a time of worship, personal Q&As, which is incredible. I love that. Then you're going to be also having a message opportunity where you're going to be talking about his wounds heal, and then you're going to do an invitation, and then you're also going to have some book signing. So first of all, anybody that doesn't come is nuts. Okay, let's just start there. Second of all, I got to ask you these questions because I want to talk about the book, and I want to talk about the event. But in the event, you guys are doing something that I don't see a lot, and that's the Q&A part. What brought you and Pastor Bentley to decide to do a Q&A, a questions and answers process?
Well, you know, we were just discussing what we might want to do for that evening, and I'm like you, I love Q&A, whether it's I enjoy participating so that people are asking me questions, but I also enjoy listening to other people being asked questions. You know, it's you just sometimes you draw things out in an informal setting like that that you don't when it's a formal presentation. And Pastor Ray is a very dear friend. His wife is one of my closest friends, actually, and I did this in Jerusalem this past year. I took a group of people to Israel, and it was a very time when Pastor Ray and his wife were there. So I did a Q&A with Pastor Ray and Tom Doyle just for my tour group. It was fabulous, you know, and I just think it enables people to get a sense of who the person is and to sort of go deeper in the subject than, and maybe not deeper, but more personal in answer to questions than sometimes even the message. But I was just thinking about, you know, presenting this subject, and David, it's a hard subject to talk about. So one of the things I told Pastor Ray is that maybe we would talk about my wounds or the way we're wounded in a Q&A, but then in the message, I would try to zero in on the fact that Jesus has been wounded too, you know, and we'll just look at his wounds and the difference that makes in our lives. And sometimes it's, you know, we think of him going to the cross and as a result we're saved, but I think there's more to it than that. So and as wonderful as that is, I don't mean to make light of that at all, but it's there's more to it. So I'm just coming out to talk about my wounds that hurt and his wounds that heal.
That's awesome. Excellent answer. All right. And now I got to ask you this. This is kind of a sub-question to that, and I'm not expecting you to have, like, a perfect response, but knowing that you've done a Q&A like this before, okay, and then you're going to do it in this subject of wounding, which for me is a huge subject. I'm one of those people that understand the sheep that ate the shepherd, and I'm also an understander of the shepherd that ate the sheep. So I kind of get both those realms.
Yeah.
But in that, have you done the Q&A in this topic, like specifically for this subject, or is this the new Q&A for the wounding topic?
No, you know, there's no, in fact, the Q&A is not really planned. So in other words, I have no idea what Pastor Ray may ask me, or I don't know if he's going to open it up to the audience. It's going to be very free form.
And that's cool.
And that way the Holy Spirit can just lead us in the direction he wants us to go. I have not done a platform type of Q&A on Wounded. I've just come out of New York where I did, and Toronto, Canada, where I did, I've done quite a few interviews on Wounded so that I've handled secular and religious press, but nothing like this that we'll do at Maranatha.
That's awesome. I mean, I just think that's such a spectacular idea that you and Pastor Ray and Vicky came up with. I mean, that's just really a solid mentality to that. Here's my first big question, and you can take as much time as you need to answer it, because I know it's a part of you. You've been wounded in the church, correct?
Right.
Can we talk a little bit about that without revealing too much? Can we share a little bit about that process?
Sure. And not just once, but multiple times. And not just by one person in the church, but by the whole church. You know, I've written it in the book, and I don't know if we'll touch on it next Sunday night, but there was one point, my husband and I had been in a church for 15 years. He was chairman of the board of deacons and head of the men's ministry, and I had leadership positions. Our children had been raised there, baptized there, and the church went through a leadership change. So the pastor had retired, and they were looking for another pastor. And they just felt, I'm assuming, that my husband and I would have too much influence over the congregation. So they just began to work, you know, behind closed doors, underneath the surface, and maneuvered to have a business meeting on a Sunday morning during the worship time when they voted my husband out of his leadership positions. And when they did, the church applauded. And I remember walking out of that sanctuary just like it was yesterday, and we walked to the car in the parking lot, and my face was burning with humiliation. It's one of those things that's surreal. You feel like you want to pass out. You're dizzy. You almost can't believe this has just happened. But there are two things that I knew at that point, David, and one is that those people were not reflecting who God is. God was not like that church, and I knew that. I knew God well enough to know that they were not acting on his behalf. They were not spirit-led. And the second thing I knew is that I wanted to know him as he truly is, not by that tarnished reflection they were giving of him. I wanted to know him in his fullness. And, of course, the Bible tells us we can know him through Jesus. He's exactly like Jesus. And we can know him through the pages of our Bibles. And I wanted to know God, and then I want to make him known as authentically and as winsomely, as clearly as I can, so other people would want to know him because of what they see in me. If I had not known God, David, at that point, when that church acted the way they did, I wouldn't want to know God. I would have left the church and said, I want nothing more to do with God or his people. And I'm just so grateful that my faith at that point was developed to the point that I knew the difference between God's people and God, you know, and so I walked out of the church. I can't remember right then if I didn't go back, but I believe the Lord gave me scripture from Micah that very week that I wasn't to go back. My husband finished out, he was teaching Sunday school, so he had to finish out the quarter, but I've kept those two decisions. I want to know God, and I want to make him known with as much clarity and attractiveness as I can, truthfully. You know, I don't want to water things down or make him somebody he's not, but so that people, when they see me or hear me, they're drawn to him rather than driven away.
Yeah, excellent. That's just, and your experience, it's a hard, heartbreaking experience. It was an excellent answer to the question. And one of the things that I picked up on that you were talking, because I've gone through the same type of experience that you went through, so that's why I like you. I mean, it's just because it's like, okay, I get it.
Well, you know, the sad thing, David, is that so many people have gone through this. I've gotten letters and emails since this book has been out. It's only been out right now for a week, and it just breaks my heart to hear the stories out there, the things that have been done in God's name by God's people to God's people. You know, it really is stunning. And it's and another response to when we were removed from that church that I had, rather than be hurt, bitter, angry, I was deeply grieved for the church as a whole. And that's what sparked the desire for revival. You know, and I've done Just Give Me Jesus revivals. We were in San Diego for a wonderful time in the year 2000. And I've been all over the world with Just Give Me Jesus revivals, just trying to wake up God's people in their relationship with God and do what I can in a small way to bring revival to the hearts of his people, because God's church needs reviving. You know, it's amazing how we think we can behave like that church behaved towards us and get away with it. And they get away with it in a sense, you know, but God keeps the books. One day he'll hold them accountable. But what they've done, I felt like when we left, the Spirit of God left. And the church is still fine. They have an endowment, so they're not even in any financial problem. They've gone from pastor to pastor, and they still have a couple hundred people there. And so, you know, they seem to have gotten by with it, but God keeps the books. And one day they're going to have to stand before him and ask why they did that at a time when the world needs desperately to hear the gospel. We desperately need to be strong in our faith so that we can stand these storms that are coming. And there they are doing something that was very unholy, unrighteous, and you know, I can't see in retrospect that it served them well at all.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing is when you're telling that story too, you had mentioned that actually one of the initiators of that process was there was a fear maybe within the congregation, maybe within the leadership, that you guys had too much influence, therefore they went about into a rejection mode. And yes. You look at that parallel in the Gospels, and you look at Jesus, who the Pharisees were afraid of because he was having such influence, so they rejected him, and they poured out that rejection, and it went hard. Now, that's not to say that church that you went through that process is, you know, exactly the Pharisees, but Christians do have an enormous amount or an unfortunate tendency to shoot their own. I mean, it's a fact of Christianity. I've only been a Christian a short time, 35 years, so it's a small amount of time, but in that 35 years, I've seen plenty of bullets going the wrong direction.
Yeah, you know, isn't that something? But before I can point my finger at the people that are shooting those bullets, one of the things I've realized about myself is that I'm also a wounder. And it's funny, I can see very clearly how you wound me, but I have a difficult time seeing how I wound you. And in the book, I call it spiritual macular degeneration, and it's just spiritual blindness. And I was home recently at my daddy's with my siblings, and it was the first time we'd all been together since Mother had moved to heaven. And so I asked Daddy at the table, would he want to say something to us? And he said, well, Ann, I'll wait till everybody's here. And I said, Daddy, everybody's here. And he said, where? So I pointed everybody out around the table, you know, and he laughed, and he said several years ago he was in the yard and he was being bitten by these little bugs, and my sister called them no-see-ums. And he laughed and he said, that's what you all are. He said, you're no-see-ums. And my daddy has macular degeneration. He can't focus in the mid part of his eye, so that, you know, he can look at somebody but not see their face. And I, as soon as he said that, I knew that what a great illustration, because the sin in my life is a no-see-um. You know, I can see it in other people so clearly. I can define it. I can pinpoint it. But when it comes to mine, I have a very hard time seeing it. So there's one instance that I relate in the book where I was struggling. I had been wounded so deeply, and I could not understand why the person had done it. It was bizarre. It seemed out of the blue. It was very hurtful. And so I just asked the Lord to examine my heart. And when he did, he showed me something, a sin in my life that I didn't even know was sin. But I think the trait in itself is not sinful, but the way I had exercised it was. And although I don't think it should have provoked the reaction that it got, it still must have been so painful to the person that I treated in that way that she in turn retaliated and wounded me deeply. And that's one thing about wounding. When you wound somebody, the person who's wounded is going to wound you back harder, and then you're going to turn around and get back at them worse. And, you know, it just mushrooms in this cycle of pain that goes on and on, and that's what we're seeing in the Middle East right now. You know, the wounding, but between those, whether it's Sunnis and Shias, or whether it's between Arabs and Jews, or Muslims and Christians, you know, the wounding, it just, somebody's got to break the cycle.
Yeah.
And it can happen in families, it can happen in nations, it happens in our whole world.
Yeah, excellently spoken. Great job. All right, what we're going to do is we're visiting with Ann Graham Lotz, and we're talking about the event that's taking place September 22nd at Maranatha Chapel, starting at 6 p.m. with Ann Graham Lotz and Pastor Ray Bentley, going to be talking and sharing with folks. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and just spend a few more minutes. And if you've got that time with us, we'd appreciate it. And just keep talking about the wounding, because this is, to me, one of the great undiscovered groups in Christianity, that people that have been wounded and have floated out of the church and have no way to come back because nobody's extending grace and mercy and kindness, and nobody's extending acceptance. And so we're going to talk about that when we return. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You don't want to go anywhere, because this is the best radio.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This hour brought to you in part by Jason with Park Place Funding. Call him today to ask about his special for KPRZ listeners, 949-282-8428.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here. You know that my calling is to do financial plans for my listeners and clients. The unfortunate truth is that 80% of Americans don't have a plan or a strategy for their retirement. That helps to put together all the pieces of their puzzle. That includes their retirement plans through work, Social Security benefits, IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks, pension plans, and whatever else you might have. What I can offer is the chance to take all those pieces of your financial life and put them together into a strategy that can show you exactly what your retirement income might look like. And of course, we can then talk about ways to improve that picture and reduce your income taxes during your retirement years. It's a plan that other advisors charge up to $2,500 for, and I offer this as an absolutely free service. So call me for your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, helping to minimize my clients' taxes for 33 years. 800-727-PLAN.
The MFT education you need to be an exceptional counselor is available in San Diego. Azusa Pacific University's San Diego Regional Center offers a master's in clinical psychology with an emphasis in marriage and family therapy. This program meets the academic requirements for both MFT and LPCC licensure for the state of California. Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Space is limited for our next cohort starting soon. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Hi, I'm Tony Barron, director of the Graduate School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center. I want to invite you to begin your personal transformation in one of our graduate theology programs offered right here in San Diego. The same place noted alumni Miles McPherson, Mike McIntosh, and John Maxwell earned their theology degrees.
Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego to learn more. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This hour brought to you in part by Jason with Park Place Funding. Call him today to ask about his special for KPRZ listeners, 949-282-8428.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Important new regulations by the FHA taking effect October 1st will drastically limit your options at obtaining a reverse mortgage. Take action now. A new lowered principal limit will completely overhaul the reverse mortgage program, essentially limiting the amount of cash and benefits a senior receives. Hey, Mark Larson here. With a government-insured reverse mortgage, you can receive a large amount of cash, eliminate your mortgage payments entirely, or even purchase a home with no income or credit score requirements. But get in before the changes take effect to get your HUD-required reverse mortgage counseling done before the end of September. Join Mehran Aram and his Aramco team at the lovely Tuscany restaurant in Carlsbad October 10th, 6 p.m. for the next free dinner workshop. Call for details today if you or your spouse are 62 or older. 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Don't have your 401k, IRA, SEP, or any money at risk? The stock market has proven it can go backwards at any time. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 32 years making sure your money can never lose principal or interest. Get like stock market growth with the guarantee you will never go backwards. Don't keep your money in any investment where you can lose. Indexed investment is unmatched for security. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247 for security and peace of mind of your money. And don't forget about my life insurance. We now have a new term life insurance product where you pay the same rate to age 100. You will never have a rate increase. Many people buy term insurance, and if they outlive the term, they have a rate increase that skyrockets. You drop the coverage, and the insurance company is a double winner. They don't have to pay a death claim, and they have all your money, unlike my term, where you pay the same rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote, 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Call me now for a free quote. Thank you so much. I love you all, and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122.
Joey, there's an E. coli truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites.
They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at Ecola, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like Ecola Heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that Ecola man is walking over here too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly and mother approved. 877-332-BUGS.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM here in San Diego. We're having an excellent time with Ann Graham Lotz, who's going to be speaking at the Maranatha Chapel on Sunday, September 22nd at 6 p.m. Her and Pastor Ray Bentley are going to be ministering to the people, and this event is wide open. If you want any information, you can contact the church. You can also get information on this event on kprz.com. Again, Ann, I want to thank you for being a part of our show here on the David Spoon Experience.
It's my pleasure, David. Thank you.
Okay, this is some great, really close to my heart material that we've been talking about, because we've been talking about the event, and we were talking about the event, and also we're talking about the new book that you've written, Wounded by God's People. And to me, there's a group of people in Christianity that have been hurt in a church, and because in many minds the church represents God himself, there becomes sometimes a detachment for certain people from the Lord because of the events that took place at the church. Does your book address that?
Yeah, you know, what you said is so true. And George Barna has come out with statistics that show that the majority of people that leave the church because they've been hurt by somebody in the church. And it's a huge percentage of people that are out there. And one of the things that got my attention is that I kept bumping into them, people that were, what I would consider a solid believer, but they're not in a church fellowship. And then you start asking questions and you wonder, you know, why are they not within the church? And the reason is because they've been hurt, and they've been there, done that. You know, they're just tired of it. And I think, oh, it's just so sad. And yet I understand, because I've been there twice. I told you earlier about the one experience. We were outside of that church, outside of church for a year after that. And then there was another time when we were in a church plant. My husband had helped to get it started, and it had been going about 5 years. And they called a young pastor, and the young pastor, it was his first pastorate, and somebody on the board of elders decided they didn't like him, and he'd only been there like 3 months. And so he began this whisper campaign, and one thing led to another. After months of just private, behind-closed-door meetings, they moved this young pastor out. You know, they ran him out of the church. And when he left, my husband and I left, and I know exactly what it feels like to walk out of a church and think, I never want to come back. I never want to be back in church. I don't want to put up with this kind of mess anymore. And so we came back. I didn't go to church for a year. I stayed at home and watched TV. You know, I'm in the southeastern part of the United States. We get some pretty good church programs on TV. And I just thought, I'm just going to sit here. I cannot handle this anymore. But God is so gracious, and the day we left the church, my husband got a phone call, and it was from a young friend who had another friend who's coming in this area to plant a church, and asked if my husband would help him. My husband did, and I just had nothing to do with it. I didn't want to be anywhere near it. But anyway, one thing led to another. A year to the day that we left that church, we were back planting another church, and
wow,
That's where we are now. And it's not perfect, but God is using it to change lives, and I'm just thrilled to see the impact that it can make in our community. So, you know, it should never be that we would be wounding each other like that. But My concern is for the ones that you're talking about, the ones who've left, and maybe they've left God as a result. And one of the reasons I wrote this book, I want them to know that God loves them. God is seeking them. God, I think, put this book heavy on my heart to reach out to them, to let them know that he loves them, that he's not like the people that have misrepresented him. And just to woo them back and let them know that you can be healed. You know, that's a big part of this book, that you can be healed of your wound. It doesn't mean that you won't hurt, but you don't have to live in the bitterness, the anger, the unforgiveness. You can get past that and embrace what God has for you. And in the end, David, God will sort it out. God will hold those people accountable. So we don't have to exercise vengeance. We don't have to punish them. We can just be free to get on with what God has for us.
Yeah, great stuff. All right, so the new book by Anne Graham Lott, it's Wounded by God's People. And there's a lot of people that'll hear that title and go, I get that. Where do people pick this up? Can they get the book through Amazon? Can they get the book through different channels? Where can they get this?
They can get it anywhere. So it should be, I mean, I know it's on Amazon. It would be any bookstore that they go to, Christian bookstore, Barnes & Noble. I'm not sure. I believe Maranatha has a bookstore. You can get it at our ministry website, just anngrahamlotz.com. We have it on our website, so it should be everywhere.
Okay, and then people, you're on Sunday when you do the event with Pastor Ray, you're going to be signing books there at the event, is that right?
That's right. I told him I'd stay a little while afterwards, and because of the time change, it's going to be a little difficult, because if it's 9 o'clock, that'll be midnight my time. But I'll do the best I can for as long as I can.
Well, that's very awesome of you. Everybody's going to appreciate that. All right, let me ask you this, and then we'll bring it to a wind down. But I have to ask you. There's like three questions. Two are very minor, so they won't be long. But here's the question on the book. In regards to the book, I know you do a focus on Hagar. I mean, you do some pursuit, right? In regards to her life. What brought you to the Wounded by God's People book and then the connection to Hagar?
Well, Hagar is the one that brought it to my attention, and I'd done a study on the life of Abraham and written the book, The Magnificent Obsession, which is, Abraham's one of my mentors, and I just handled his biography in that book, and I love it. He pursued knowing God in a relationship that God called a friendship, which is what I want. It's my life's goal. It is my magnificent obsession. But in Abraham's story is this little sub-story of Hagar, and she just caught my attention, and I couldn't get her off my mind, and I went back and I did a Bible study on her, and she was a little Egyptian slave that had been given to Abraham by Pharaoh. She's listed as lower than the camels in the list of gifts, so she was just a nothing. She was given to Abraham and Sarah, and she lived in their home for 10 years, just serving Sarah, and you know she'd come to love them, respect them, trust them, feel safe with them, and then one day Sarah comes to her and says, Hagar, are you going to go sleep with my husband? I want you to have his baby, you know, and just would rock her world, and so she was wounded. Of course, Sarah was already wounded because she was barren. She wounds Hagar by commanding her to do such a thing, and then Hagar gets pregnant, and she in turn wounds Sarah as she despises Sarah, who'd never had a baby, and now Hagar is pregnant with her husband's baby, and so Sarah turns around and wounds Hagar again. She abuses her, and Hagar runs away, and that's the first time we see the Lord chasing her. It's the sweetest thing, because theologians tell us that a theophany is Jesus in the Old Testament in visible form. So we don't know his name and all that until Bethlehem, but he appeared in the Old Testament from time to time, and the first time he appears in the Old Testament is to Hagar as she's running away on that desert road, this little pregnant slave, and she's going back home. She's going back to Egypt, and the angel of the Lord, Jesus, comes to her and questions, you know, what she's doing, where she's going, does she want to think it through, and in the end, she says, Hagar, he says, you've got to go back to Sarah, and he takes her back, but she names the place where she met him, the one who sees me, this is the Lord who sees me, and she established a personal relationship with God at that point. It's so sweet, and then you just go on, you know, 14 years later, her son that she bore, Ishmael, persecuted, Sarah did have a son, and persecuted her son, and then Abraham had to throw Hagar and Ishmael out of the home, so we see this time God commanding Abraham to wound Hagar, and she's thrown out of his house, and it's just the whole story is one that's you'll be amazed, I think, when you read this book, how it unfolds. It's a small story, but it's packed full of lessons for you and me.
That's
and for
cool.
those who have been wounded by God's people.
That's awesome. You know, one of my favorite passages in that, because I know that text while being born and raised Jewish and then growing up that way, the Genesis 21:18, where God says, arise, lift up the lad
yes.
and hold him by the hand. I mean, to me, it's like it's the arise, like, okay, you've been hurt, get up. It's time
yeah.
to get up, you know, lift up the lad. You got a purpose here. Make this child strong and hold him by the hand and guide him. I love that portion. It's just one of those
and
great,
it's so
great
sweet
things.
Because she did, and then God told her. He said, Hagar, you know, I'm going to take care of you. Here's some water, and I'm going to make you the mother of nations. And Ishmael is going to be the father of nations. And the first thing Hagar does is to get a wife for her son. And so, and you know she's embracing the future God had for her, which yeah. is one of the secrets of getting over all of this mess is that you forgive the person who's wounded you, and you reach out, you do something for them, and then you just move on into what God has for you. You don't live in the past, and
right.
you can't live, you know, wondering what would it have been like if I still was in Abraham's home and I was wealthy and I had servants to take care of me. And instead, she just had to let it all go and move forward into the life that God had planned for her. And as a result, you know, 4,000 years later, we're talking about her.
Yeah, that's some excellent material. A lot of connection there to Joseph as well, who went through a
yes.
kind of a very, very dark thing, but then that was all the purpose of the Lord, and we talked
that's
about
right.
that just on the show last week. Great job. Here's my last question, then I'm going to let you go, but this is a question that's completely different than anything else. Now, you're going to be at Maranatha Chapel on Sunday, September 22nd at 6 p.m., and that's 10752 Coastwood Road in San Diego. People can get information on the event from kprz.com, but I got to ask you this last question before I let you go. This is really important to me, and I promised somebody I'd ask you this. Ready?
Okay.
What's the greatest lesson you learned from your mom?
The greatest lesson, you know, there were probably several, but probably the one that stands out is just her love for Jesus as he revealed himself to her through the Word. She taught me to love my Bible and to love Jesus through my Bible. In fact, I was asked to write a blurb for a new edition of the Bible that's coming out, and they wanted to know what my first Bible was. And so I described this navy leather-bound King James Version Bible that was given to me the day I was baptized, and in it, Mother wrote an inscription that said, I'll just have to paraphrase it because I don't have it right in front of me, but that this is your one sure guide in an unsure world. She said to read it, study it, love it, live it, and it has a verse for every occasion.
That's awesome.
And I thought, you know, her admonition to me, I was 9 years old at that time, but I've taken her advice, done what she said, and now at my age, I'm so thankful, David. There's nothing you can invest your life in that will bear more fruit, that will mean more to you as you grow than reading, studying, loving, living by God's Word. And she did that herself, and she taught me by her example, and she also taught me by her words.
Awesome. And Graham Lotz, the book Wounded by God's People, also going to be at Maranatha Chapel on September 22nd, 6 p.m. You got to look up that information on kprz.com. And it was my privilege, my honor, to be able to talk to you and share with you as brother and sister in the Lord. I know your story well, and I appreciate that the Lord has blessed you and given you the ability to put it together. And by the grace of God, may it minister to thousands upon thousands who are out there sitting on the sidelines, wounded, not knowing that somebody cares.
That's right. Thank you, David. God bless you.
God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I just want to thank you for joining us here on 1210 AM KPRZ in San Diego. We're going to take a short break, and we come back. You know, I never know what we're going to do, so we'll find out. See you then.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram is the number one volume Jeep dealer in San Diego County. For the ultimate in fall fun, put yourself in a two- or four-door Jeep Wrangler today. Visit Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mission Valley or at midwayjeep.com.
The church should be a place of healing and hope, but sometimes it's where the deepest wounds are felt. Sunday, September 22nd, Anne Graham Lotz, popular author and speaker and daughter of Dr. Billy Graham, will bring a talk to help the healing begin at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego.
As I reflect back on my life, I'm sad to admit that the most devastating wounds I've experienced have been inflicted by God's people, Christians, people I had grown to love and trust and feel safe with. But God has taken me on a healing journey. I've written about some of my experiences in my new book, Wounded by God's People. I've learned that God loves wounded people and the wounders. I know I've been both.
And Graham Lotz, Sunday, September 22nd at 6 p.m. at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego. Churches, find out how to simulcast this special evening at your church. Call 858-613-7800 or go to maranathachapel.org.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Well, this will be the shortest segment you've ever heard. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience. We really appreciate you taking the time to listen to the show. We want to leave you with the scripture to hold on to for the weekend. Here it is, Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Keep that in mind. There's no point in freaking out about tomorrow. It's not even here yet. Thank you for taking the time. We're going to take a 70-hour break. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We'll see you in 70 hours. Have a great weekend. God bless you. We've come a long, long way.